Welcome, Monetcast.
Sup.
Hello, Meth, and hello, Pinball Party Patreon fans. This week on Deep Dive, we see if we can tour the mansion.
Oh, yeah.
In a classic game that a lot of us know, and if you don't, just ask your dad about it. Adam's Family. One of the most, quote, it's the game that got me into pinball, quote, games of all time. It's the one for me. We'll see if it's the one for Zach. And aside from Stern's Godzilla, the smash hit, this was the previous most popular game of all time. And hey, maybe it still is. It's Adam's Family. So without further ado, let's get into that game. Knock three times. Before I hit record, we were talking about you trolling a guy on Pinside about how he was rating certain games, Jaws, like evening out the score, and we were just discussing how like Adam's Family is one of those games that so many people from the old guard will die on the hill of like, it is a 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10 times, and all the new stuff needs to have mechs like Adam's Family did. And we're going to discuss that and more today, but you know, Jaws versus Ellie, I'm not prepping you for this. Pick one. Jaws versus Adam's Family. Sorry. Which one do you want?
Oh, well, like Jaws, like 100%. I mean, You could make that harder. Go way lower than Jaws.
Okay.
we can get to that later, but.
Okay. No, Adam's Family versus Led Zeppelin Pro.
Hey-oh. Wow. Now you went too low.
Okay. Adam's Family versus TMNT Premium. Because I know you like the Pro better.
I like the Pro better. I would... I'm playing it, right? Like, it's for me to play?
It's yours.
Okay. Because, like, I would have an Adam's Family laying around for other people to play, but, like, I'd play it Turtles Pro first.
Okay, well, before we get into your impressions, which seem to be incredible, Adam's Family, tell me about it. Give me the facts on Adam's Family.
I like how we started here, but it is a bally. You know, it's from March of 92, Pat Lawler coming off, you know, just monster successes, right? With Funhouse, Whirlwind, Earthshaker. Those were Williams games. And I think this is after Williams acquired Bally. And so I think they wanted Pat Lawler to do Adam's Family as part of the Bally line for some reason. I'm not quite sure. But it's, I think the other really relevant developer on the game. Game design also includes, you know, John Yusey on art, but I think the real relevant here one is Chris Graner, and he's incredible. I mean, Chris Graner the sound designer for all the classics. He did Terminator 2, Adam's Family, Whitewater, Twilight Zone, Indiana Jones, Lord of the Rings. I mean, I did a couple stinkers there, but I think that was a money thing.
But he
did
this...
NASCAR.
Okay, well, he always did a great thing of like making the music of the movie or the license into like the limited resources of this era and like give it a twist in a way to make it fit to where when I hear the Addams Family theme song in the pinball machine, I'm like, this is just as great, if not better, than hearing it or... maybe not the same for Lord of the Rings, but, you know, he had a history of just good.
That's
shit
a tough one.
Is the TLDR.
Chris Graner, I can't say enough about him in particular. He's amazing. I love Pat Lawler. I think Pat Lawler is a phenomenal stop-and-go designer. I think he has enough hits. You know, his games speak for themselves.
Like Toy Story 4.
Chris Graner. it is what it is. I mean... I think Toy Story, well, we'll get into that later. But Chris Graner specifically, I think he's amazing. There was an interview with him on, must have been Head to Head, like 7 or 8 years ago, talking about these first licensed IP games where he talks about going and getting callouts done by Arnold Schwarzenegger on Terminator 2 and going and doing Adam's Family callouts with Raul Julia and how difficult Angelica Houston was. That is just, he's just, I love those guys that have those industry stories. He knows what he's talking about. And it was just a different era. I would go find that podcast. It must have been 7 or 8 years ago. It was just really great.
Is that Jeff Teolis?
No, it's Marty and the other guy. This is pre-Teolis.
While you look that up, there is technically two trims of Adam's Family. There's the regular that 99.9% of the people probably played on location. And then the special collector's edition, also known as the gold edition. Well, that's enough for you freeloaders. To enjoy the rest of this episode and more deep dives, join the Pinball Party Patreon. There's a link in the show notes below, or go to patreon.com/pinballparty.